It's 2:01, which means it's time for our exciting live interview with Luz Elena Mendoza, who's here from Ila Bamba. Luz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. And Ila Bamba is going to be performing a free show tonight at Switchyard Park starting at 6:30 and followed by the Tune Yards after that. It's a beautiful day for it. Sun is out. Sun is going to stay out. So we're really glad to have you. And I wonder if you could start by maybe just introducing the band a little bit, telling us who we're going to see on stage with you today.
There's going to be six of us. I always get that number wrong. There's myself. There is Antonio, who plays drums. There's Mina, who sings with me. There's Isabel as well. Julio plays guitar. And Gordon plays bass, who's from Chicago. And yeah, that's what you're going to see. I hope I didn't forget someone.
That's fine. It sounds like a full lineup. So excited to see everybody on stage. We're going to go ahead and chat after we listen to a track of yours from your 2019 album, Mujeres. This is Follow Your Feet.
How far we will go, no one else will know how hard it has been. My voice, my voice been trouble for you, and it's been a song you can sing along if you choose. It's not too late, it's never. If time is a home, it's built, but it won't last forever. I can't stretch it
Ila Bamba with Follow Your Feet from the 2019 album Mujeres. It's the final track on that album. I'm Adrienne. I'm here in the WFHB studios with Luz Elena Mendoza Ramos, who is the lead singer of Ila Bamba. Thank you again for joining us here today. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about just kind of broadly the Ila Bamba sound. There are so many different layers that go into any given track, a lot of variety. And I'd love to hear you kind of in your own words, talk to us about some of those layers, some of those elements of the Ila Bamba sound.
You know, it's so interesting. So before I answer that question, I always, it's like parallel to how we live our lives as people, right? So we're like, you know, living, you know, through certain chapters through life, and we get to like, you know, in the silence of our own minds, like, you know, piece ourselves back together, you know, grow, you know, oscillate from like certain experiences in life. And I feel like music is the same way. You know, it's like I get curious, I learned, there's humility, there is an openness, you know, and I allow the fluidity to just kind of take over. And like, you can't really teach that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's just like lived, you know? And so it's just like another reflection, right? So like in music, or if it's like making visual art or even starting a conversation, you know, it's just like adapting all the tools that you have at that point to like create something, to like, you know, execute something, to manifest something, you know? And I've always felt, seen it like that and felt it that way. It's like so intuitive and visceral. And as far as like, because it's interesting because people are like, what's the genre? Goes into this. And I'm like, I don't really think about it like that. It's like non-binary. because I see, like, because I'm just growing as a person, right? You know, and so everything just gets applied to the same. It's the same message, you know, at least I feel, you know, mm-hmm. I feel. So I obviously explore, you know, so like, let's talk about like, you know, the creative logistics, you know, like, well, what do you do with the sounds and all that? Well, like, you know, I really love the idea and the feeling of like a record, right? Mm-hmm. It's like in a storytelling, and like an album for me, I love doing like a mixtape. And like, so especially that one, you know, I like to like, and then as I've been learning to be like my own producer, and like, I've learned how to piece songs in certain ways. So like I write a song, and then at the end, when I have all this collection, I just kind of like want to make it like this story, you know? And I have obviously started just singer, songwriter, guitar vibes, recorded on 4 tracks, did lo-fi stuff. I like always prefer not taking myself seriously, but just like being in the moment and allowing that to be captured, because it's the most honest moment, you know? So it's like, that's why I like lo-fi recordings. So in a lot of ways, when you start going into a studio, it's like sometimes that shifts, and I don't want that to shift. I often love and prefer like my recordings, my demos, more than like the actual final product. But I also hold so much respect for it, because it's also part of my process, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's like so many things are happening, mental health, you know, like if, you know, if I feel grounded, you know, when I'm learning, when I'm taking in, like, around my environment, what's going on politically, you know what I mean? It's just so many things that really create something. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to even, like, discuss sounds and how I decide to do something. Absolutely. Like, oh, like, so I love using tape machines. I love analog. I love stuff like that, you know. But I'm learning how to, like, be my own producer, too. So, like, the albums are changing, and that's because I'm changing, you know. Mm-hmm. So interesting how people want to keep you in a binary in that way. Not probably, maybe some more than others, like not on purpose, is what it is, just to understand, you know, compartmentalize, like what is going on, you know?
Yeah. People try to market things in a certain way with a certain label a lot, but then there's always so much more that goes into the processes and the journey into any given album.
Yeah. And we forget that that's just what life is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we I don't know if it's like putting that on a pedestal or whatever, you know, sometimes people are like, wow, you wrote this album and you were vulnerable. What took you to be? I'm like, I'm always vulnerable. Aren't you? You know, we're all like, well, it's like putting in vulnerability on a pedestal when like, we're all like, actually, it like actually surprised me. And I'm like a grown like person now, you know, where I'm like, wow, like coexisting with people, not really, or me realizing that like, it is hard for people to even like, you know, I don't know. Does that make sense? I don't know.
I think it people are messy, and music comes from people, and so much emerges from the messiness of life and messy
and the
has
beauty.
Maybe, yeah,
the and
beauty. Everything. I mean, messy is beautiful. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So maybe not the improvisation of everything can really produce something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. We've got Elena Mendoza here from Illa Bamba on the air with us in the WFHB studios. Let's go ahead and hear another track. And this one's going to be off of your latest album, Lucha. We're going to listen to Dibujos de mi Alma.
Tanto tiempo
That was Ilabamba with Dibujos de mi Alma from the 2023 album Lucha. So that came out on Tender Loving Empire. I'm here with Luis Elena Mendoza from Ilabamba, who will be performing tonight at Switchyard Park at 6:30. We've been chatting about creative processes. We've been chatting about what shapes, I guess, who we are and the music that we hear and make. And it's been a fantastic time. I'd love to hear a little bit specifically about the processes with Lucha, since we just heard a track off of that.
Oh my gosh. Well, that one was written and pieced together during COVID, and also finished as I moved and took my stuff to move to Mexico City. So charged in a different way. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to forget that process. I mean, as I don't forget, you know, I remember everything I've ever done. Every single album has a specific raw emotion and memories and like what it took to make that, and like also the people that surrounded that to make it happen, like really just stays with me. So obviously, because that was something written during COVID, and then like just like the tale and me leaving like into Mexico City in 2022, it's like a big deal. There's a lot that I still processing. So like emotionally, like what it took emotionally to make that album. Creatively, I just started in Portland, Oregon, you know, and I recorded with a dear friend of mine named Ryan Oxford. He helped me piece the album together. He's an amazing engineer and an amazing producer. And I also took it and finished it in Mexico City, and I with a really beautiful Chilean community there in La Juarez with Coco. And I had it was amazing just because it was like my introduction of like moving to Mexico and like at least moving to Mexico like to live, like I was already there.
Yeah. You know?
And as a creative and all of that, and like going through all these identity things and like you know, in the midst of all of that. So the album has a lot, you know, just like the ongoing things that I go through, you know. It's like it's always, you know, the continuation, you know, of like what was left off, you know, from the last, kind of like a podcast, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, and I, you know, got to collaborate with a lot of people on that. There was like, I did a collaboration with Devendra Banhart, and that was really cool. That was like, you know, me sending that through, you know, email, and we like talked back and forth, and yeah, and then I just got to like meet new musicians through that project. I mean, you can only imagine how that expands, like, you know, like what I want to do next, you know, and like who I want to invite next to like my next album. So yeah, I don't know. It was, I don't know what else to
yeah,
say.
No, yeah, no, that's wonderful. It's really a fantastic album, and it's such an interesting range of, like you said, Devendra Banhart's on this, and there's a Hank Williams cover on this.
Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah. Oh my God, that song. I mean, I'm so lonesome. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
you know, I was lonely.
Absolutely. No, it's capturing some very like specific aspects of the moment for sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I've been talking with Luz of Ilabamba, and they will be performing tonight at Switchyard Park at 6:30, followed by Tune Yards. Luz, thank you again for being here so much. I know you have some shout outs that you want to give.
Yes, I want to wish a very beautiful happy birthday to both Antonio from my band. We love you so much. You're an amazing, amazing person, friend, creative. You're so talented, and we just love you so much, if you only knew. And happy birthday to Chuck. Sup, Chuck?
Wonderful. Well, again, thank you so much for being here. The show is tonight at Switchyard Park. It's at 6:30. Ilabamba will be performing. Tune Yards will be performing. It should be a very sunny, wonderful time. And the sun will go down and it'll still be a wonderful time. We're going to hear one last track from Ilabamba. This is, again, from the 2019 album Mujeres. And this is Boca Llena. De pura maldición mi boca llena, 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 boca llena, boca llena, boca llena, boca llena.
Si me voy, ¿a quién le importa si me vaya o si me retira? Se vaya.